More than 1,300 traffic accidents in the past 7 years have involved wild deer. An Oireachtas committee has heard that the number of insurance claims for deer-related incidents has also increased over recent years. A number of areas pose higher risk for motorists across the country, with almost half of all collisions involving deer happening in Kerry, Cork, Wicklow, Tipperary and Donegal. The figures released by the Road Safety Authority, who've analysed collision data from 2019 to 2025 to examine the prevalence of deer-related collisions on Irish roads. Over the seven-year period, there were 41 casualty conditions, which where there's a serious or minor road user injury recorded as having involved a deer, or the road user was avoiding deer at the time of the collision. With me on the line to talk about this in more detail is Damien Hannigan, who is with the Irish Deer Commission. Damien, good morning to you. Thanks for taking time to talk to us on the programme this morning. Are you surprised in any way, or do you expect these sort of figures?
Good morning, Gerry. Good to speak to you again. Yeah, I suppose they don't. I think I was just thinking that over the years, you and I have spoken many occasions, you know, about deer vehicle collisions in the Kerry area, and it's an issue that has been constantly highlighted. And absolutely, yes, we are seeing an increase in the number of deer vehicle collisions right around the country. And it's a complex factor in the sense of or a number of factors, should I say, in the sense that we're obviously seeing a significant increase in the number of motorists around the road. We're seeing deer spread into new areas, and we're seeing roads being built in areas that are traditional deer habitat. A case in point would be the Macroom Bypass, for example, was built in an area that has been a traditional deer habitat with very little mitigation measures to reduce deer vehicle collisions in those areas. So it is something that we see also on a seasonal basis. We've mentioned it before in terms of the rut or the breeding season in September, October, November is obviously one of the peak times when male deer go in search of female deer. And also in the months of April and May is a time where young male deer go in search of new territory. So we tend to see a spike at those kind of periods of time in regards to accidents. It is probably... Look, any accident on our roads is an accident that we don't want to see, obviously. Yeah. But it is probably important to put it in the context of that when we look at the report that was given to the Oireachtas Agricultural Committee, and we look at, you know, over 1,300 accidents over a seven-year period, that equates to 197 accidents a year. And we know within those accidents, approximately 11% are taking place in County Kerry, which is roughly 22 accidents each year. Over that period, 41 of those accidents, Gerry, as you highlighted, involved human injury, be it minor or serious, but there was no fatalities, thankfully. But if you put it in the context, over that same period, we had 50,000 accidents in Ireland that either involved a fatality or an injury. So yeah. While we're seeing an increase in the number of accidents involving deer on our roads, you know, in the overall scheme, it's quite small. And I think the report given to the Oireachtas Committee said that it equated to less than 1% of overall accidents.
Yeah, does that then, or should that inform mitigation works that you've been talking about there, or what can be done to try and minimise them? I mean, a lot of people say one accident is too many, but at the same time, you know, in the wider context of road safety, what resources do you put towards preventing deer in as much as you can coming into collision with traffic?
Yeah, I think there's a number of things we do. First of all, obviously, we have ongoing management of deer, you know, in Ireland. So over that same seven-year period, we culled over 440,000 deer nationally in Ireland. In County Kerry, that figure was 27,000 over that seven-year period. So we are actively managing deer. But the key issues here, and we learn from other countries, is that, you know, driver behaviour is one of the, not the only issue, obviously, but one of the key issues in the sense of in regards to speed and road behaviour. But a lot of the accidents that we see happening where they are, sadly, injuries, is that where individuals might swerve to avoid deer, and it brings them into, brings other motorists into play and so on. So a lot of so I think driver behaviour in terms of, when we look at the counties where they have the highest level of accidents, be it Kerry, Wicklow and Donegal, they're also the areas that we have our national parks as well. And national parks, by their nature, are a reservoir for wildlife and to be enjoyed. But equally, motorists in those areas need to be vigilant, you know, particularly at dawn and dusk when deer are most active.
Yeah, need to be, and the education needs to go into making that happen. There is a chance, yeah. of course, Damien, that this isn't the true figure or the definitive figure, that many near misses aren't reported to anyone.
That would be a fair point, Gerry. Yet to say is that, again, when we look in the UK or near neighbours, for example, the estimated deer vehicle collisions there are over 70,000 annually alone. But only a significant, sorry, a minor percentage of those are not reported, and the majority are not reported. So absolutely, we would expect, when we look at the numbers that we get from An Garda Síochána, the most recent data from the pulse system would show there was 315 accidents reported on the pulse system, which is higher, obviously, than the 197 that we mentioned from the Oireachtas committee meeting. But in truth be told, there is a lot of accidents out there where people maybe have a minor collision or a near miss with deer and they don't report those. The true number would be much higher than that figure.
Yeah,
that
does the job of work continue in the wider sense of controlling numbers, Damien?
Yeah, I think it is. It's a very hot topic at the moment. And, you know, I've said before, us in the deer management world and the Irish Deer Commission, one of our primary activities is the management of deer and working with landowners around the country. You know, we've seen another record set this year in regards to the most recent data up to February 2025 of over 80,000 deer culled in Ireland. So a significant body of work is taking place. We have seen declines in the culls in some counties, and that may be an indication that we're getting on top of the deer numbers, or the population is decreasing. Because what we are seeing, again, what we've seen in the most recent data is that almost 10 years ago we had 1,900 licensed permit holders to cull deer in Ireland. We're now at over 7,000. So we're seeing a significant increase in the number of people that are out culling deer. And yeah. we've seen an extension of the season from a 6-month culling season to a 9-month season. So hunters on the ground are doing a very important job in terms of managing deer at sustainable levels. But it is important, as I mentioned before, Gerry, in terms of that, when we're speaking about deer and deer management, that it's evidence-based. You know, we do hear sometimes, you know, a lot of political comments and a lot of rhetoric and a lot of claims around deer. But the fact of the matter is, we are culling record numbers without knowing what the actual population is. So we may be culling too many or not enough without knowing the actual true population of deer in Ireland. But would be fair to say is that a significant body of work is taking place in terms of managing the deer numbers and keeping them at a sustainable level.
Will there be any way of measuring it properly from, let's say, I know the wider context of the biodiversity argument, deer over-browsing, having an impact on tree growth and different shrubs and forestry. Is that one way we'll see maybe things go? Or if we see fewer accidents, perhaps maybe in future on the roads, it might be an indication that the numbers are becoming more manageable?
Yeah, I think we'll always have accidents, sadly, on the road, you know, in terms of, you know, where there is, if we've one deer in an area, there's a chance that one deer can be involved in an accident. But I would say that in terms of, you know, the true measurement of deer, you know, and both their positive and negative, because deer have a positive impact as well in the countryside, but the negative yeah. is really impacts, you know, so it's about measuring, you know, the negative impacts that they have on biodiversity and the wider ecosystem. Like, there's a lot of talk around numbers at times, and numbers is important to understand, you know, what the population is and what you need to manage each year and so on, and what the birth rates are, you know, what is increasing or decreasing by. But the fact of the matter, what is very relevant is the impact levels that happen in a specific type of habitat. So, for example, sensitive habitat like Killarney National Park, for example, can only sustain a certain level of deer, where maybe an area in the uplands of Kerry, you know, can sustain a higher number of deer. So it depends on the particular land use, I suppose, or land use objectives in that area. But I suppose the key measurement really of deer in terms of them being brought under control is the impact levels that we're seeing on the ground.
Okay, Damien, listen, look, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for talking to us in the programme about that and about those figures this morning. That's Damien Hannigan of the Irish Deer Commission talking about those numbers that show as well, incidentally, 11% of reported vehicles damaged by deer nationally were in Kerry, as expected, is one of the areas where there's a national park and a high deer population when it comes to the calls for deer management and interactions with vehicles. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme. Have you been involved in a near miss that you didn't report, or an accident? Has your car been damaged? Did you get an injury from it? What do you think needs to happen? Or do we need to keep it in the context of the low percentage of accidents overall in terms of where deer are involved, in less than 1% of all accidents over those period between 2019 and 2025. I'd love to hear your views on that.